Where are these agents approved clinically, and what do we know about their use in the upfront setting, either alone, for example, in an elderly patient, or combined with chemo?
So they have established a very firm niche in the relapse refractory setting. What has been coming to the forefront since these drugs were approved is the routine testing of acute myeloid leukemia cells at diagnosis and at relapse for the possibility that these agents could be used in that select population of patients. So right now in the relapse refractory setting, overall response rate's about 40% with both agent. Clear CR, CRI rates in about 20%, but clearly very useful. These agents have subsequently gone to the upfront setting as monotherapy, and early studies of phase one, early phase one data that's been published has suggested very similar response rates in the upfront setting, but a little disappointing. You know, we had thought maybe if we move it upfront and they haven't pretreated, we would get higher response rates than 30 or 40%, and we really haven't. However, for patients who are elderly and unfit, and remember, the average age of presentation of acute myeloid leukemia is really 67 to 70 years old. So we're talking about a geriatric population. There are certainly patients that get diagnosed with acute leukemia that are not fit for therapy, and using a pill to treat an IDH1 or IDH2 mutant disease is very appealing for older individuals who don't want to spend any time in hospital. So I think we've seen ivosidenib, which is the IDH1 inhibitor, get FDA approval for the upfront setting, as well as relapse refractory. Enasidenib, the IDH2 inhibitor, is only approved in the relapse refractory setting, but the data as monotherapy is very similar to ivosidenib. And then can we layer this on top of, as you mentioned, combination chemotherapy? A couple studies looking at adding IDH1, IDH2 to 7+3. Response rates are pretty good. It's extremely well tolerated. And we're waiting for follow-up data on whether it improves outcomes. CR rates apparently seem about equivalent to what we would see with 7+3 alone. We've seen some very promising data with the addition of IDH1, IDH2 inhibitors to hypomethylating agents. In that particular setting, we're starting to see response rates about 70%. So it looks like IDH1, IDH2 monotherapy is effective in both newly diagnosed and refractory relapse patients with the same efficacy. Most promising combination really looks to be hypomethylating, where we're starting to get 70% response rates.